The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It's the Sklar Brothers. They'll be here in just moments. But before that, another submission. And usually it's monthly at this point, and I like this. For Arizona bag of the year, we have a good one today, a real good one. Now, this is a award we give away when we see a worthy candidate roll into the area. We live with him in our beautiful city. They walk amongst us, and sometimes they are revealed. And then after they're revealed, they need to be named as the biggest bag in Arizona. This is a candidate for S bag of the year. Now, we've had a few good ones this year. James Taylor, who went out there and did horrible things to a homeless person in an alley. We've had a couple others. Of course, nobody.
Not that James Taylor.
Not the same one. Paradise and what's her name? That
Paradise and Pearl,
who were last year's winners.
Well, they were last year's champions.
They were last year's champions for the incredible bag of the year award, or as we like to call it, the T. Today, the name we need to remember forever is Samuel Gerald Bauman. Samuel Gerald Bauman. Now, the headline says, Phoenix teacher arrested for trying to arrange sex with a boy. Now, we all know it's different when a sixth grade boy starts to nail the lunch lady. It was even on Real Time, the story we told a few weeks ago about the fairly decent-looking lunch lady, and then the 12-year-old or 14-year-old, at that one was 14, had enough game to get her to go to one of his friend's 14th birthday parties, give him a text and say, I'm sitting in the car outside, and he ran out of the party, had sex with her in the car, and then went back to the party. We all sat back. Even Bill Maher said, this kid's got one thing to do. Tell us your secret. This is impressive. You're 14. How do you have this kind of game? Well, it's not the same. There is a double standard when an older man does this to a younger girl or a younger woman. When a woman does it to a boy, here's why I think he is probably the leader right now for bag of the year. The boy he was attempting to have sex with was 5.
Oh, come on. I had a 5-year-old nephew.
I know. One of the interactions with the agents that were looking into it, the conversation turned sexual and about conduct with children, the documents. And the photos were exchanged between the agent and Bauman, who mentioned he was a teacher during the chat. Homeland Security investigators had been undercover on social media, posing as the father of a 5-year-old boy willing to give up his son.
Oh,
this guy was all in. He walks amongst us. On the 23rd of March, Homeland Security took a photo of, again, the name is Samuel Gerald Bauman, and ran it through facial recognition and compares photos to publicly available open source image databases and found a match. He was tagged in a photo wishing him a happy birthday, and they're like, there's our guy. Found out who he was. Through the investigation, agents learns that he worked for the Mesa Unified School District. He asked the undercover agent if he'd ever had sex with the alleged 5-year-old son. Have you ever done it yourself? What's it like in there? Is basically what he was asking.
Oh, man.
And that's what makes this man, boy, oh, boy, going to be tough to beat him. Going into April as Arizona's next candidate for bag of the year, Samuel Gerald Bauman. You've probably been.
I got a mugshot of this clown.
Yes, they do, Brady. You might have sat next to him. He looks just like a run-of-the-mill clown, you know. You might have sat next to him over there at one of the many restaurants you go by. As I was driving my car to the dealership yesterday, I went by a Vietnamese restaurant that said Tan Phat, and I laughed hysterically. And who knows? You might have sat next to Sam Gerald Bauman at Tan Phat once, just giggling about the name, not realizing the dude next to you was potentially 2023's bag of the year. He'd have won it last year.
Pearl and Paradise are pretty horrible.
This dude asking the fake dad, so have you ever been in this kid before? I mean, you know, what's he like? That's pretty heavy baggery.
Setting it up.
That's pretty strong.
With Brett, though, Pearl and Paradise actually executed the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this guy would have had it not been a trap.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy should be dumbass of the year, though. Yeah. I mean...
Samuel Gerald Bauman, and also if you work with any of his relatives or anything else, shame them. Today, we bring great shame upon the entire family because, you know, you just can't have this wandering around and not know. And if they don't know, they have to bring shame as well. Shame on Samuel Gerald Bauman and his entire family, if you know. And the good thing is... Hopefully he's not a junior, because then senior who's busted his ass the entire time, as Samuel, you know, Bauman Senior goes to work today. Says, sorry, kid on the news last night. Yeah, I know. You know what? That's it's horrible what your son was doing there. Yeah, we all know. We don't have to talk about it. Well, I'm supposed to do this right now, so
shame,
Samuel.
Shame,
Gerald.
Shame,
Bauman. There you go. Put him on the list, boys. We got another one.
Oh, he's on it.
He's high up. I hope they don't raise the bar any further. We still got 7.5 months to go. It's 8:29. The Sklar brothers, they're not huge bags as far as I know. We'll find out what Randy and Jason are up to. They come in here next. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.